Well, Michael, building on that point, let's talk a little bit about the underlying technologies on both supply and demand side. There are a lot of interesting new technologies. A lot of them were raised in the context of this morning's discussion. First of all, how far do you think these kinds of technological improvements can carry us? We heard about drip irrigation, above ground, underground, other kinds of smart technologies coming online. How do you assess this? Where do you think it is? Where is it going? And what, in terms of your own experience on the ground now, what are the key elements in play?
I think the irrigation efficiency can be improved quite a bit, but there are consequences if you just save the water and pass it to a junior water user. In the U.S., appropriation laws would actually make that water unavailable at the watershed scale. And so one of the challenges we face is as we become more and more efficient, the water that's applied is used completely and there's no leakage into the system, which used to sustain some of these other environmental kinds of benefits that we gain. And we will need to think about how water can be conserved at a basin-wide scale, not just field by field, farm by farm. So that's a technology improvement, but it's also a challenge for us to kind of rethink how we manage and appropriate water. On the biotechnology side, we probably will gain maybe 5 or 10% at the very most from new crops and new varieties that will save water or use saline water. But you know, every 5% will make a difference. I think that's a potential gain, but it's probably small in the long run. I think general just conservation and putting the right crops in the right places will do a lot more for us to save water than what we can gain by biotechnology or even irrigation efficiencies.
Jim, would you like to add to that?
Sure. I was in Jordan from 2001 to 2006, and we had a fairly wide-ranging program in Jordan. We could do pretty much whatever we wanted. We started demand management. The host country was opposed to demand management. The minister said, we don't want to spend money on this. He became a big supporter of demand management, and they reaped the benefits of that. We started a recycling. They said, no, you can't do recycling. Our water's too saline already, and you recycle, and it'll get more saline, and you won't be able to use this water for agriculture. Now they're big fans of recycling. And so a lot of these things, new technologies, you have to be patient, you have to show them, you have to do pilots, and it's my experience. I mean, we did something down in the Jordan Valley to show them if they just irrigated the root zone of the plant instead of flood irrigating and losing all that water down below the root zone, they save 15% water, they increase their production by 10%. And so many things like that. You have to show people that this works. You have to convince them that there other people are doing this for good reason, and you lead them, and they recognize the benefits of the program, and they get behind it, and then they become the person who thought of the idea.